Graphic Audio. A movie in your mind.
Twilight Imperium 1. The Fractured Void. By Timothy Pratt. Narrated by Ken Jackson and a full cast. Felix waited in the darkness on the lower deck of the Temerarius. The only illumination came from faint guide lights running along the floor, pulsing in the direction of designated exits. Carefully, silently, he began to move, confident that he wasn't being watched, at least for the moment. He crept along a corridor and moved past unoccupied crew cabins, converted to storage for emergency relief supplies. He moved slowly, looking into each crowded room for a moment before moving on, listening for the faintest whisper of sound, and feeling for minute disturbances in the stale air. Felix was hunting. He considered taunting his prey, trying to provoke an error he could exploit, but it was a risky move and better tried when he was in a more defensible position. He paused at the end of the corridor, with open doors on his left and his right. In a more demanding posting, the cabins on either side would provide housing for two crew members. Instead, the cabin on the left held pallets of potable water, while the one on the right, for some reason, held crate after crate of signal flares. The mysteries of military procurement were doubtless baffling in all societies, but in the Mentak Coalition, they were even stranger. The various supplies the raider fleets pillaged had to end up somewhere, and an overstocked quartermaster had taken the opportunity to cram the Temerarius, with its whole deck of unused space, full of odds and ends of no great use to anyone. He ducked into a side room and crouched behind a pallet of shrink-wrapped air purifiers, listening hard. He jostled the pallet. He immediately, silently, moved to the far side of the room, waiting to see if his bait would be taken. There was no movement, no sound, nothing. He might have been alone down here in the dark, but he knew better. Felix crept back out into the corridor, carefully scanning for the most minute shift in the shadows, the slightest disturbance in the air. Nothing. His quarry was elsewhere. He considered the T-intersection before him. If he went left, he'd reach the deserted lower gallery, and if he went right, he'd reach a workout room full of unused training machinery. There were more hiding places in the galley, but something clattered in the cabin on his left. It sounded like a water bottle jostled by mistake, bouncing off the frame of a bunk and skittering across the floor. Felix immediately spun and faced right instead. There was no way his subtle and deadly prey would make a sound like that by accident. The little monster was trying to distract him, which meant the ambush would be coming from the other side. In fact, the attack came from above. A weight crashed down on Felix's neck and shoulders, driving him to his knees, and a slick, smooth limb he couldn't see snaked around his throat. Felix was bigger and heavier than his opponent, though. He threw his weight back, hoping to crush the attacker between his own body and the wall, or, failing that, at least dislodge her. Instead, she slithered around his body, shifting from his back to his front, so all he did was rattle his own spine on impact.
Die, scum!
Hot breath was on his face, but there was no face there, just a sort of shimmer that made his eyes water if he focused too hard, and strong, thin fingers wrapped around his throat. The overhead lights came on brightly, and the voice of the ship's security officer, Calred, purred laconically from hidden speakers all over the deck.
Captain, if you and Tib are finished playing hide-and-seek, we have an urgent message from one of the colonies.
The shimmer stopped shimmering and resolved into the round green face of Captain Felix Duval's first officer, Tib Pelta, her yellow lamp-like eyes shining as she smiled, showing all her teeth. The rest of her body, dressed in the uniform of the Mentak Coalition Navy, came into focus a moment later. The Isserol ability to hide from sight, fading, wasn't technically invisibility, but functionally, there wasn't a big difference. As an infiltration specialist, her uniforms and spacesuits were woven with rare fabrics that could bend light and augmented with devices that stymied detection of heat signatures and other life signs. Tib let go of her captain's throat, straightened his collar, and patted him gently on the cheek before hopping off him and heading for the elevator.
Acknowledged. On our way up. We weren't playing hide-and-seek. We were conducting tactical training exercises to keep ourselves sharp. That's really something you
Sample complete. Ready to continue?